If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. Welcome to Locked On Eagles, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And I am pleased to bring you another edition of the show. Very, very entertaining game on Saturday. The Eagles were able to pull off another preseason victory, 33-23. Over the Indianapolis Colts. And before we get into that, we just want to let you know this show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app. This way you can get your tickets at very reasonable prices. Set it for email updates on prices and also use the promo code LOEAGLES. What we're going to do today is bring you a Malcolm Jenkins interview. I got to talk to him after the game and we talked about a few things. We talked about the Colin Kaepernick situation, and that's going to be the meat and potatoes of this interview. But I also wanted to get his take on how things are going with he and Rodney McLeod. As you guys know, they're going to be one of the better safety duos in the NFL. So it's good to get a conversation about that. So let's check out the interview. We'll come on back and we'll talk about a few other things. Here's the interview.
Responsibility to at least voice an opinion of where they stand. You know, a lot of times, guys try to stay out of the political limelight, and you know, because you have things like endorsements, you have fans, and all these other things that you represent. But at the end of the day, you know, when it comes down to, especially we're talking about the relationship of African Americans in this country right now. You know, my entire family is black, and you know, I can sit on my stage and act like these things don't apply to me, but my two younger brothers, all of my cousins, my dad, my mom, all of them are dealing with those same things. So it's, you know, at some point, I think guys are starting to, you know, multiple sports all across this country are starting to realize that if we do want to change, then this is probably something that we need to get involved in at some point.
Thank you.
No problem.
As an outspoken athlete, do you feel that you have a responsibility to step up and, I'm not saying the same way that Kaepernick did, but do you,
I mean, yeah,
I know you did already.
I've already, you know, done that stuff. I think, you know, a lot of what's going on in the country is outrageous. But I think it's also, you know, I try to be careful about, you know, what are the outcomes that I want to see and how do I actually go about that? You know, it's a lot of the times, you know, like in the Kaepernick situation, I don't know if he's going to get the outcome that he wants. You know, he's standing up for what he believes in, but at the end of the day, all of the headlines are going to be about him, you know, like shaming the country and about not supporting troops and all that stuff. When really what he's trying to do in his heart is right. It's just, you know, trying to make sure that your message is effectively communicated and that you're actually putting yourself in a position to get the change that you want. So, you know, like I spoke to the police commissioner in Philadelphia. We sat down and we're still in conversations to try to like actually come up with plans to do some stuff on the ground and actually get some work done. Not to say that what he did was wrong. I just don't know if he's going to get the response or reaction or solutions that he's looking for. Mm-hmm.
So on the football side of things, you know, I know you and this guy next to you are working together and things seem to be coming along well. What's your take on just the relationship that you guys are able to develop? I know you have to communicate and just, you know, be the captain of the secondary. How's that coming along?
I mean, you know, it starts with we're both very, very competitive. So I think we've been pushing each other to really to get better. You know, we both want to be the best in this league. And that just makes us go harder together. But I think our communication has been something that's come really easy. I play for Greg Williams. He's played for Greg Williams. So we kind of speak the same language. We see the game kind of the same way. We've studied it the same way. So that's kind of really accelerated just our learning curve of working together. But he's a young guy who makes a lot of plays. And like I said, when we get into competition, he makes a play. I feel like I got to make a play. Yeah. And we've been doing that since he got here. And I think it's going to make us both really, really good.
I'm glad you mentioned the vision part of the game, because I remember you coming out of state, you know, a top-notch corner, and then eventually you moved to safety. Just your viewpoint on how looking at the game changes. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it is like, you know, how much can you process as a player? You know, from what you study, what you put into what you actually see in the game. And so, like I said, he was taught the game the same as me. So when we break, you know, the huddle, we're looking at the same stuff, looking at formations the same way. You know, we can both recall things that we've done during the week as far as calls, techniques, what route concepts we're going to get. And, you know, and we both know we're on the same page. You know, we can look at this formation, look at each other, and know that we're on the same page. And that's something that doesn't come easy, you know, but, you know, in this short amount of time, like I said, because we've been brought up kind of the same way, it's made it a lot easier for us to kind of bond together and take things to the next level. So the coaches might install it another way, but we know, you know, we can tweak it to fit our, to make a play based on our both our knowledge of what we're looking at.
So that was Malcolm Jenkins touching on the Colin Kaepernick issue, and that issue in itself is very, very, very controversial, obviously. You have the national anthem, you have the flag, and it's something that stands for so much to so many of us. And then you have the right to have freedom of speech, and that's something that really should stand out to so many of us as well. It's, like I said, a very controversial subject. I respect Colin Kaepernick for standing up and doing the things that he's doing, because he has a lot at stake. And to be able to do that, push those other things aside, I think that says a lot. And I think it says a lot about his conviction, you know, how much he is really behind what it is that he's doing. So I respect Colin Kaepernick's decision. I think we all need to respect his freedom of rights, you know, freedom of speech. And at the same time, we do understand that that flag stands for a lot. And we understand that that national anthem is a I don't want to call it just a song, but it's a symbol. So it's a symbol of a lot of things, and one of which is freedom of speech. So I think we need to respect that, but I'm not going to get on that too much. I want to talk a little bit of football, because that's what you guys tune in here to hear. But before we do that, football season, as you know, it's here. Get into action. Play like the pros at mybookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. MyBookie features real Vegas odds and incredible player props on every football game. If the game's already kicked off, don't worry, it's not too late. They have live in-games with odds updated in real time. It's never too late to make a play. It's optimized for smartphone users, so you can use it on your phone nonstop on the go. Go to mybookie.net in your browser and sign up today. Use the promo code capital E-A-L-G. Excuse me, E-A-G-L-E-S, to be entered into the $1 million prize pool. Or you could call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. If you do the gambling thing, that's a good option for you. So definitely make sure you go to MyBookie.net. But just moving on to the football side of things, and, you know, one of the things I've really noticed is how well Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod are able to work together, and that's something that he talked about. You see the communication is there. I remember early in minicamp, there was one point where Sam Bradford went to the line, and Malcolm Jenkins went to the line, and he changed the defense, and Bradford changed the play, and then Jenkins changed it again. It was pretty cool seeing the back and forth. And it just showed, you know, who's the captain of that secondary. And he was able to get everybody realigned. But one thing that's interesting is, just like the middle linebacker, Jenkins is, as a safety, responsible for getting guys lined up as well. So I talked to Stephen Tulloch in the locker room, and he was saying how the middle linebacker has the green dot, whereas they're the ones that's getting a play call from Jim Schwartz. But at the same time, the safeties are very important in getting everybody lined up as well. And you see that with Malcolm Jenkins. Now, Jenkins and McLeod, I think that they could be a really good safety tandem. And the reason why I think they could be a good safety tandem is how interchangeable they are. Both could play single high. Both could drop down in the box. Both could actually come down, blitz off the edge. When they drop down in the box, they could play, they could cover the slot. So there's a good relationship there. That's going to be a good thing for you guys to be able to watch going forward, that safety tandem. And that secondary, I think, is going to be better than people are giving them credit for. So make sure you pay close attention to them. And we talked about the front four before, and I tell you, the front four is going to make things a lot easier for them as well. So that's the talk about the safeties. But I wanted to move on because we have some roster cuts and, man, some moves that kind of surprised me. We knew that Reuben Randle was going to get well, I'm not going to say we knew, but, you know, that's something that I had spoken about recently, just how the acquisition of Green Beckham really that hurt Randle's chances of making the roster. So Reuben Randle is now gone. Chris Givens was a surprise move. I thought that he would stick around because he was their fastest guy. He gave him that speed on the outside. The problem was he wasn't overly productive in the three preseason games. He did have the one catch for 19 yards or 18 yards against the Colts a couple of days ago, but that was his only reception. So Chris Givens is now gone as well. Obviously, we knew the long snapper was going to be John Dorenbos. John DePalma, as a result, was released. Randall Evans, he's someone that Coach Corey Underlin liked, but Evans kind of struggled. Andrew Gardner as well, offensive lineman. Mike Martin. Now, Mike Martin had the injury, and he was out for a couple games. But I tell you what, while he was out, the two guys that we talked about them on this show before, Destiny Vaio and Aziz Shatou, these two, the two difficult names to say, but these are two undrafted free agent defensive tackles that I think are going to make this roster. Both of these guys are really solid. They're able to get that upfield rush, and they work together very well. So they made Mike Martin expendable, and as a result, he was released. Nick Perry was a late signing at safety, and he was also released. He had a tough time against the Colts. He got lost in coverage a couple times. One of us resulted in a big play, a big passing play. So that definitely didn't help his chances. And then just rounding it out, you have Denzel Rice, a corner. And I tell you, Rice is a hard-hitting corner, man. That's one thing I notice about him. He is not afraid to mix it up. But you have a logjam at corner. So unfortunately, two of the guys had to go. Two of the receivers had to go. And I tell you what's really interesting to me about this receiver group. You have David Watford, a converted quarterback from University of Virginia, transferred to Hampton, but he's converting from quarterback to receiver, and he's making that transition very well. We did a spotlight on him on the EaglesWire.usatoday.com, and I got to talk to him in the locker room after the game on Saturday, and we were going over the play, and he ran the route really well, the double move, and looked the ball into the tuck, caught the touchdown, his first catch as an NFL receiver, one reception, 28 yards for a touchdown. So got to shout him out. That's a really good job that he's doing. He's really come along, and it's been nice watching him develop into a receiver. The guy has a natural ability to run routes. He's very clean in and out of his breaks, and he's working on, you know, just catching the ball with the hands and running through the catch and things like that, and it's showing. So excellent job by David Watford. You know, he showed up in the game, and sure enough, it got him past the next wave of cuts. And it wasn't just that game that got him past, but, you know, he's played solid. And another receiver that really stood out, obviously, Josh Huff. And we actually have a story on Josh Huff, a film review, a film study. And you could see a couple of the ways that he was able to maximize his playmaking ability. Josh Huff has really stepped up this past week, had a good week of practice, according to Sam Bradford. And then, in addition to that, it showed in the game. So Huff, Paul Turner, Doyle Green Beckham, Jordan Matthews, Nelson Aguilar, that looks to be the receiver group. We'll see if Marcus Johnson, Caleb Jones, if these guys could stick around. But it's going to be interesting. They're below the 75-man roster limit, so they're good. We won't see another set of cuts for another week or so. So definitely stay tuned for those transactions as they continue to happen. And that's the show. Before we let you go, make sure you get set for your seats for the season opener. Definitely go on SeatGeek, download the app, and get that program set up so you can get your pricing on your tickets. I am Teron Davenport. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to follow the podcast on Locked On Eagles on Audio Boom. Also, theeagleswire.usatoday.com on Twitter at tDavenport.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.